Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Mr. Mary Armstrong. Glad to be with you again today on this beautiful day that God has made. And this is a word in prayer of the eyes of a lay person. And we thank God for you being with us today, and we hope something will be said that will encourage you along the way. Because as we know, we are living in the last days, and we're looking for Jesus to come and carry his children home. But we have to prepare ourselves to be ready to go back with him, because he went to prepare a place for us, and we have to be prepared to go back with him when he comes for his church. We are the bride, and we have to be prepared to go back with him. But we're going to start off with prayer. Most holy and gracious God, we thank you for this lovely and beautiful day that you have given us, God. We thank you, God, for letting us breathe your fresh air, God. We thank you, God, for having the gift of life that you've given us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for having activities of our limbs, God, able just to say thank you one more time. We ask you to bless everyone on the line today, Lord. Help something to be said to encourage someone, God, that needs lifting up today. Help someone that may be thinking that they don't have any reason to live, God, that they may be able to realize that they have hope today in Christ Jesus. Remember the sick and the afflicted and the bereaved families today. Oh, God, and just help us to look to you and glorify your name, because you said in your precious word, glory, hallelujah, if you be lifted up, all men will be drawn unto thee. And that's what we want to do today, is lift you up, God. We ask you to let us decrease, but you increase in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now today we are talking about the resurrection summary, the resurrection, because we know Jesus was resurrected from the dead on the third day, praise God. And when he was resurrected, he rose with all power in his hands, praise God. And we know he told his disciples numerous times that he had to go and he was going to die, praise God. But on the third day, he was going to be resurrected, praise God. But it seemed like they just could not receive that in their hearts. And they, when he died, they just seemed like they lost hope. But praise God, he rose from the dead just like he said he would. So we're going to be going and reading some scriptures to encourage the saints today, encourage whoever's on the line. Because if we fall asleep in Jesus Christ, we're going to be raised again to go back with him. Praise God. Praise God. So if we fall asleep in him, we're going to raise to live with him forever. But if we die without him in our lives, we're going to raise to damnation. And that's going to be the lake of fire forever and ever that God made for the devil and his angels. It was not made for us. We, as God's great creation, is mankind. That's why he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. But if man don't choose to serve his son, to ask for forgiveness and receive his son into their hearts, damnation is going to be their punishment, and that's going to be the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. And that's as long as Jesus lives, and he's not going to ever die. So we're going to be coming to you today, the resurrection summary. Praise God. Let's go to Matthew 27:52-53 first. Let's go to Matthew 27:52-53, and the graves were open, And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, Jesus Christ's resurrection, and appeared and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now, after Jesus resurrected, some of the graves was open, and those that had fell asleep came out of the graves and appeared to many. And to many, praise God, it said. Okay? Now, we read that. Praise the Lord. That was Matthew 27:22-23. Matthew 27:22-23, talking about the resurrection. Praise our God. Praise our God. Matthew 27:23. Okay, it says, follow the resurrection. A resurrection of bodies followed by the resurrection of, after the resurrection of Christ. It says right here, and predicted his own resurrection. Praise God. He did it many times to his disciples, but seemed like they could not receive it. And even I think one time Peter rebuked him about it. But that was the reason he came, to die for the sins of the whole world. Okay, so let's go, the resurrection. And then let's go to John. The bodies follow the resurrection of Christ, Matthew. And the apostles raised the dead. We don't want that one. And the two resurrections are yet future, which are exclusive of all that are in the graves. Okay, now we know that one, that's going to be the when he comes back for his church. When he comes back for his church. These are the destinations of life. Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians 15:22-23. For as Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Praise the Lord. So we know when Adam ate the fruit, that caused every man to fall into to die. Okay, let's go to, we're going to go a little further. We're going to go to, okay. We're going to go to First Thessalonians 4:14-17. It's talking about the resurrection now. First Thessalonians 4:16-17. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus with God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So according to God's word, I had that a little bit ago. Let's go to Ephesians, Romans. Let's go to Romans 8:23. When Jesus rose from the dead, those that came up out of the grave, those that came up out of the grave when he rose from the dead. Let's go to Romans 8:23. Romans 8:23. Stay with me now. 8:23. And not only they, but I would say ourselves, we have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body. And I know we got scriptures of you, but I want you to understand about the resurrection. Praise the Lord. Because we're going to be resurrected, and we're going to go back with Jesus when he comes. 13:14. For in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your visitation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You see, according to the footnote, those that was raised from the, that came out of the grave, when Jesus rose from the dead and they walked the streets of Jerusalem, he took them back with him. And when he said, when he comes back, he's going to bring those with him, just when, like when he was down on the cross, and the one on the left and the one on the right, one of them said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Okay, he took that man with him to paradise. That's where he took him to. Our loved ones that's dead now, they're not in heaven. They're in paradise. Okay, according to the scripture that I was reading earlier, I don't think I read that to you yet, but according to one scripture I was reading, those that died, those that rose on the same day when he rose from the dead, after he did what he had to do, they went back with Jesus. And according to the scriptures, them's the ones he going to bring back with him. Back with him. And I will find that scripture and read that before we close. Okay, we're going to be going to 1 Corinthians. Let me see, 1 Corinthians. Yeah, I think we may have read that. First Thessalonians 4:14-17. I don't think we may have read that one already. First Thessalonians 4. For if ye believe that Jesus died and rose again, even them, okay, here it is. But if ye believe, 1 Thessalonians 4:14-17. For if ye believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. But look it up here at the 14th verse. Well, we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So according to what the footnote said over here, I have to find it again in the footnote. Those that rose when Jesus, after he rose from the dead, and they walked the streets of Jerusalem, according to that, they must have went back with Jesus when he went. So that's the ones that he'll bring with him. But those that fall asleep now, they're going to rise first, and then we which are alive, if we be alive, we'll be caught up together with those that rise from the dead out of the grave. We'll be caught up to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So this is talking about the resurrection time. Okay, so let's go back over here. Let's go back over here in Corinthians. He's telling us some more stuff in the footnote. and it's telling us some more stuff about what's going on. And it tells us again, they are separated by a spirit of personnel. Let's go to, we don't read Thessalonians 4:14. Okay, we don't read that. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. And let's go to, let's go 1 Corinthians 15:37-38. 1 Corinthians 15:37-38. I think I might have got that already. 37:38. And that which thou sowest, okay, that's okay. Now listen to this now. Now some of them is talking about those that are martyred. Listen to this. Listen to this right here. Okay, let me read it now. This is the footnote in Corinthians 15. It says, they are separated by a spirit of 1,000 years. Years, the first resurrection that unto life will occur at the second coming of Christ. The saints of the Old Testament church age meet Timothy as 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. While the martyrs of the tribulation, who also have part in the first resurrection, You know, some of the disciples, they was martyred. You know, Stephen was martyred. They died different deaths. Look how Peter was killed. So no doubt they're talking about them that was in tribulation. The first resurrection, they're going to be in that one too. Okay, then Revelations are raised at the end of the great tribulation. Now, the saints ain't going to be in this. They're going to be them gone. This is the great tribulation. That's Revelations 20:4, are raised at the end of the great tribulation. The mortal body will be related to the resurrection body as grain sown is related to the harvest. 1 Corinthians 15:37-38. That body will be incorruptible, glorious, powerful, and spiritual. Okay, let's read this. Let's read 1 Corinthians 37:38. 1 Corinthians 37:38. But some, and that which thou sowest not that body, that shall be, but bare grain, it may change of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body that it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Praise God. It's talking about those that came through that tribulation. Mortal thing. Okay, then it goes on and say, while the mortals of the tribulation, who also have part in the first tribulation, then it says Revelations 20:4, are raised at the end of the great tribulation. Okay, the mortal body will be related to the resurrection body as grain sown and related to the harvest. Okay, we read it. That body will be incorruptible, glorious, powerful, and spiritual. Okay, we're going to read this right here. The body of the living believer will be the same time be instantly changed. Okay, let's read 1 Corinthians 15:42-49. You're going to read 1 Corinthians 15:42, 44, and 49. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown in natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. That is, and so is it written. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Okay, now let's go on over here. Let's read. The body of living believers will at the same time be instantly changed. Okay, did I read? Let me see. 50, 53. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God, neither doeth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So see, they going, during that time, they just going to be changed. They going to come out of the tribulation. They just going to be changed because the church is going to be done gone. The church is going, they going to have to live by faith alone. Praise God. And so the resurrection, and then listen to this. The saints of the Old Testament church age meeting him in the air. Okay, all that. And so here, raised at the end of the great tribulation, the mortal body will be related to the resurrection body as gain sown is related to the harvest. So see what God, he changes them. And let's go to Philippians. This changes of a living and resurrection of the dead in Christ is called the redemption of the body. Praise God. After the 1,000 years, the resurrection unto judgment, and then it's talking about the ones that ain't gonna see Jesus. But let's read right quick. Let's go to Romans. Let's go to Romans 8:23. What is that? Romans 8:23. And Ephesians 1:13. Let's go to Ephesians 1:13 first. Ephesians 1:13. 1:13 said, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. In Romans 8:23. And not only then, but yourself also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. So therefore, Jesus is letting us know about that great tribulation time. Because we're not going to be in that. We're not going to be here for that great tribulation. Why should we have to suffer when we obey God? Now, see, and those that was martyred during the time that the disciples' time. Praise God. He's talking about them, I believe, too. And we don't know what are we going to face, you know, before he comes back for us. But we're not going to be in that great tribulation time. Praise God. But it's letting us know what's going to happen. And then after the church is gone, they're going to have to live by faith alone, because the Holy Ghost is going to be gone. And the Word of God in one scripture says, he that letteth will let, you know. So we have to be prepared people. So he went away to prepare heaven for us. And we have to be ready to go back with him, because Revelation 20 and 4, did I read that, Revelation 20 and 4? I don't know if I read that or not. Let me get it. 20 and 4 says, and I saw thrones, and they sit on them, and judgment, okay, 20 and 4. Judgment them, and judgment was given to them, and I saw their souls, and that's talking about those that's going to stand before the white throne judgment. And if you find yourself before the white throne judgment, you're lost. That's why it's our time as the Gentiles. It's our time now to get what we need to get now from the Lord, because right now the Jews is blind. But it's our time to get all we need to get now and get it right before God. He's given us a stage. And if we don't take advantage of this, we're going to be lost. That's why Jesus came into the world, to die for the whole world. Because during the time that he was on the earth, and he sent the disciples out, he said, don't go the way of the Gentiles or the Samaritans. The Samaritans was a mixed race. They was mixed with the Samaritans and the Jews. So they was a mixed race. And he said, don't go the way of them, because it was but not time yet. But once he died on the cross, he opened it up for the whole wide world. And when the veil was rent from top to bottom, that picture where we could go to God through Jesus for ourselves. We don't have to go to a priest now. We can get on our knees or however and pray to God through Jesus Christ. We must go through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. If we don't accept Jesus as our Savior, I don't care how morally good you can be. You don't have to curse. You don't have to commit no kind of sin. You can treat everybody right. But if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and repent of your just being born into sin, shaped in iniquity, that's what Adam caused us to be, born into sin. And we have to ask God to forgive us. And if we do not do that, we will end up in hell's fire and then the lake. Because hell and all that's going to be cast in the lake of fire, and they'll burn forever and ever, and you'll never burn up. You'll be in suffering forever and ever and ever. So he gave us an opportunity. He gave us a choice. He don't make us serve him. He loves us so that he gives us a choice to accept him in our hearts. He loves us. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God became flesh. He became flesh. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. That's what Jesus said. Him and the Father are one. He's in the bosom of the Father.
Amen.
And when you see Jesus, you see the Father. You're not going to get to heaven and see Jesus and God on the other side. They're one. He's in the bosom of the Father. And he's making intercession for us today. He's pleading our case. But if you don't accept his Son, you will not make it into the kingdom of heaven. And you will be lost for eternity. And that's as long as God lives, and he's not going to ever die. And if you cannot serve him now, If you don't, if Jesus comes for his church and you left behind, you are lost, and it's going to be a terrible time because Satan's going to be loose, and Lord have mercy. We can't imagine how it's going to be, but it tells it in Revelation how bad it's going to be. And it's just going to be a terrible time. But if the Gentiles, if we that are living now, if we left behind, we are lost and we're going to want to die and can't die. Death will flee from us and you can't die. So mics are open. If anyone's on the line, if you got anything to say on the scriptures that I gave you, feel free to say whatever you feel led to say at this time. We're glad to have you today.
Praise the Lord, my sister.
Praise the Lord, Sister Margaret. How are you today?
I am absolutely fabulous. How are you doing?
I am doing great myself. To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the
glory. Amen.
Yes.
It is
you share
so
with
miraculous
us
to... Yes, ma'am. It's so miraculous to sit here and listen to you talk about what I've been doing the last couple of days. The rapture.
Praise.
Praise
God.
People don't know that the human body, the church is more than just a physical building. The church is a human body. So we got to make sure people understand that message, because the church is within us, because my glory said, upon this rock I will build my church.
Yes.
Upon him, he will build us. So we have
God.
To be strong. We have to be diligent. We have to be faithful. We have to be true, because he did everything just for us.
Yes, he
did. When the rapture comes, if you have not chosen my love, when the rapture comes, you're lost. You get all the tribulations and the damnations and everything that's going on. It's going to be with you. You're going to be when the world catch fire. The world will catch fire and burn everything to a crisp. It is making new for the New Jerusalem. Because it is written in the Word, the New Jerusalem will come down to the new earth. The new earth will be because the old earth has burned completely. And there will be live bodies burning when the earth catches fire. We will be in heaven. Yes. Those who choose my Lord will be in heaven. So those who don't, they'll be here suffering heartache and pain, and then the tremendous tribulation when they hit the fire. Because everything is going to be burnt up to renew for the New Jerusalem. It will burn up all the degradation, all the sins, all the evilness. I mean, it will burn up every single thing. The sinful bodies will be cremated to a pulp where they will not be recognized, where there will not be nothing. They will all be burnt up in the earth will be supreme to be able to bring down New Jerusalem, where we will live for all eternity. We will have no because whenever hell opens, when the lake of fire opens up, death will be with hell and the devil and his angels. It will be all all will be together thrown into the pits of hell. And it is actually enlarging itself. It says hell is enlarging herself, but the pit is enlarging itself. The lake is enlarging itself, too, because it had to have space for all these demons.
That's right.
So we have to be able to walk accordingly to get to the New Jerusalem. I mean, our ultimate goal is to make it to heaven, to be in the New Jerusalem, to come down with the New Jerusalem, to walk those mighty streets, to touch those mighty streets, to be able to be with my Lord, to see his glory all the time, to praise him no matter what. There will not be any sin. There will not be any pain. There will not be any suffering. There will not be any sickness. There won't be nothing. Everything will be new. People that die in the Lord and don't have legs, they will have new legs. They'll have new arms. They'll have new eyes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
They will have, everything will be renewed. Every single thing will be renewed once we make it to the glory land. Our promised land. Our promised land is heaven. So our promised land. So we have to make it to my glory, my love, my honor.
Yes.
We have to make it to him, and we have to live right here because this is the only just enough room you have. There's no chances. If you get left, if we're here and see everybody gone up into the air, because people can look up and see all the souls going up. So whenever you're looking up and see and you're not going, you're lost. You're destined for the hellfire. And the hell and the hellfire that's going to be here on earth, that will burn you to a crisp. Thing about it is, you know how bad fire is now, the fires that we have here on earth now, you know how bad they are. The hellfire that comes up to the new earth will be 20 billion times worse.
Jesus.
It will be so worse to be here and everything takes fire. There's no place to run. The ocean will be gone. Nothing will be here to sustain you, to protect you, because you are lost. Your choice, your free will choice makes you lost. So it's not nobody on my Lord. It's not nothing on my Lord. That's all on your own perspective. It's only on you and how you do things to make it to heaven or to go to hell, because people don't need in everything. There are so many.
Right.
My dad and I were talking a little while ago. We were talking about how evil people are and what people will do and won't do, no matter how they feel. They do things just to do them. So these people, honestly, they are lost. They are lost right now because they have no redemption. They are not worthy because they're so right evil. Satan has taken them over completely. So my Lord, he said, I'm sorry, but no way. So they're now lost. So when the earth consumes, they'll be burning with the earth because they have no chance. If they're living, but if they're dead, the next step will be to the eternal lake. There's nothing else but the eternal lake. For death, hell.
That's right.
Will be all there.
Lord, have mercy.
For people who do not know, for those who do not know, when Adam took the bite of the fruit. When Adam took the bite of fruit, he erode death. Death came in as sin. Sin is nothing but death. Death was formed through sin. So sin is in the pit fire. Sin is in the hellfire. Sin is in the lake of fire. So we have to know that death is sin and it will be sent to the lake of fire. Whenever all is done, it will be Satan, his worshipers, his demons, his angels, and his angels, so the angels that went with him against my Lord. So those of you have those that follow Satan, Lucifer, those who follow him, in the Bible, it will tell you that the angels fell with Satan down because they were not worthy to be with my Lord. So then, the followers here on us now, the ones that are in hell already, they all will end up into the fire pits of hell because whenever the lake comes up, there's no chance for nothing. And remember, my Jesus will not come to save nobody. You have that opportunity here on earth right now. He will not take that trip again. He took that trip the first time. The Bible says he preached to the devil's spirit. But no, it was more than that. It was more than that because if you read in Psalms, David prayed. He said, you will not leave my soul in hell. see the one I saw with the Holy One to see corruption. So he went down, but he went down to get a faith that had no opportunity to have it until he got there. So just for a premise, just so you know, the first 2 days in the grave, he went to heaven to prepare heaven for everybody. The third day, he went to hell. He went to hell to break up them, the saints that had died before, that had no opportunity to go to heaven.
See,
so my Jesus made it right for everybody. My Jesus, he made it right, no matter how you look at it. He made heaven possible. Because if he did not come and die and spend those 2 days in heaven just for us, there would not be a chance for heaven. There would not be, if it was not for my love, there would not be a chance for anybody to be in heaven, because heaven was closed until their resurrection morning. Heaven was closed. So everything, everybody has to know. Everybody will have to know that no matter what, my Lord, he did every single thing for every single person. And it's your fault now whenever he turns your back. When he turns his back on those, that's your fault because you did it to yourself. Your feeble choices made it your fault.
Yes, Lord, that's the truth. He fixed it. He fixed it for everybody.
Praise God.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. And when he said it's finished, he dropped his head in the locks of his shoulders. He finished the work that he came here to do, and it's up to each one to receive it or reject it. It's up to each individual. That's what it is. Lord, have mercy.
It's no good thing. It's no falling behind the leader of anything. It's everybody individual thinking. There's some people won't think for themselves, so that's on them. But the thing about it is, when you get to the point where you know, 12 years old, you know right from wrong, you do right from wrong. So you are accounted for.
That's right.
So nobody's left.
When you get to age that you know right from wrong. That's right. Lord have mercy.
So whenever babies and everybody all under age of 12, unless they are horrifically evil and setting from people around them, they're all going to heaven. But for those that are horrifically evil because of what people do to them, around them, teaching them hate, teaching them evilness, and doing evil with them, and showing them how to do evil, they're lost.
Lord, have mercy.
Sorry, but
Lord,
they are.
I tell you, Lord Jesus.
People would do anything for any reason.
Yeah.
So know, my Lord, he said, vengeance is mine. I will repay.
Right.
So just know, we are covered. But those of us abiding in the Word, those of us abiding in the Holy Spirit, we are covered completely. The blood covers us from the longest hair on our heads to the soles of our feet. The blood covers us. So we are covered. No matter what the demons do, no matter what the devil do, no matter what hell does, we are covered.
We're covered. That's the truth. We are covered. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So it's
because I'm a witness. I'm covered. I know I'm covered. The devil tried to kill me 3 times in 1 day.
Oh, no.
But I'm covered. My Lord covered me.
Thank God. Thank God. For his protection.
Praise my love. Praise my love.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for his word, because his word is true. And we're going to look to him.
And he is the most wonderful lady.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. He's what he can do. And we thank God.
Amen.
We thank God for his servant. He is going to continue to serve him and do his will, because we know he knows what's best for us all. And we're living in a time now where men are so wicked and doing it and everything, but we just have to look to the Lord. So because he will see us.
Amen. Yes, we do.
He will see us soon. Yes, yes.
Yes, he sure will. And he will not fail, I'm telling you. He will not fail nobody. I mean, even
no,
if you're not his child, he will not fail you. He gives you until your last breath to come to him. He gives you that time whenever you don't take that 1 second to say, Lord, help me. He will turn his back to let you just down into sin, down into hell, because it's your choice. You have that last breath to say, my Lord, help me. I need you. Please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Just asking for forgiveness and mean it in your heart. And he will.
Exactly.
He'll forgive you. Praise God. Praise
God.
He is righteous. He is holy. We have to walk according to his will.
And his perfect way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And it's a sin and a shame that people will run their mouth and talk about, I'm having fun. I'm fine. I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to church.
Mm-hmm.
I pay my
mm-hmm.
tithe.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You are partying like tomorrow's going to end, like you live forever and you have no trust in heaven or hell. That's how people live their lives.
Yes.
So
yes,
it doesn't matter to what people think or what people do. It is just one of the things that we have to do. My glory, he is with us no matter what. He covers us, he shields us, he protects us. Unless we're evil and we're not accept him. If we do what he does not want us to do, then it's on us. We cannot stand to do according to anything that other people do, other people say.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have to go by the word. We have to live by
the
word.
We have to live the word.
We have to live the word. Yes, we do.
Uh-huh.
That's what we have to do. Praise our God.
He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So we have to emulate him. We can't emulate other people. We cannot emulate the devil.
Nope.
We need to emulate my glory, my love. Because he said, be ye holy, for Lord is holy. That's in Leviticus. Peter said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So understand the word is completely true. There's no false. There's no faith.
No.
There's no craziness. The Bible is true. Now, honestly, fake Bibles, do not listen to or read those fake Bibles because they will send you to hell because they're wrong. They're a man's interpretation of what he wants. What he wants, not what the word is, but what he wants the word to say. So know that for surety that the true King James Version is the Holy Word given in respect to the men that he gave the word to. He told them, he gave them everything. So don't be playing with these all these fake Bibles.
Yes, Lord. King James Version. Yes, the truth.
Uh-huh.
We're going to let you close us out, sister. We're going to let you close us out.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Precious, precious, glorious, my love. Again, I thank you for our space to be together to teach and to hear your glory. Thank you so much for having us together. I pray that each and every one on this line is comforted, that is healed, that is soothed, that is that need help, will get the help they need. That need healing, will get the healing they need. That are grieving, can get comforted they need. My Lord, I truly praise you for giving me the space to be on a call today.
Thank you
for having Sister Mary. She is such a wonderful sister.
Bless her completely. Help him completely. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Touch each and every soul, my Lord. For those
Jesus.
That are on the line, that those that will hear later on the computers,
Jesus.
On cell phones, on
Lord.
Actual landline phones, My Lord, yes, just touching each and every one. I pray that you touch me.
Lord.
Use me some more, because I am yours, my Lord. I'm yours. For general love, it's true, my Lord. I'm true to you, my Lord. Nothing faltering, nothing wavering. I am yours.
Yes,
so use me accordingly. And touch each and every one and show them what you need for them to do, because everybody has a place. If they just So, my Lord, help me to get people to where they need to be. And speak to me according to your perfect will and your perfect way. Since I pray in a glorious, mighty, wonderful, magnificent name of our glorious, my wonderful, my magnificent, glorious, my Jesus. Amen.
And praise our God. And we say shalom to everyone and have a wonderful day. Praise God. Shalom, my sister. Shalom. Shalom.
Praise my Lord, my sister. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord.